Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The center fielder, Mel Simons. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simons for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Watwood picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Watwood. Burnett goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simons. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Hunfield goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Caraway covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Caraway moves to second. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simons bunts and there's an error on the play. Caraway moves to third. Blue moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it and throws to home. Sewell drops the ball. Caraway scores. Blue moves to third. Simons moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Indians. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling strikes out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue scores. Simons scores. Reynolds moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sissel moves to third. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoedap is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoedap hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoedap. The throw from Tate and he is out, Sissel applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. Seeds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Caraway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simons hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first, in foul territory. Fonseca races over to make the catch. The throw to the third, and Blue is out, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 0-for-1 in the game. Vozmik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hunfield hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sissel moves to second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Sissel steals third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sissel scores. Whatwood moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Caraway hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. Fonseca hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hunfield. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simons bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. 1 out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, White Sox. Mel Harder now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Hodapp applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 2 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seeds moves to second. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caraway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunfield. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-3 in the game. Tate hits a pop-up towards third. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burnett strikes out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-3 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling can't make a play. That's a base hit. Harder moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harder scores. Fonseca moves to second. It's 6-4, White Sox. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caraway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Caraway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hunfield takes first base on ball 4. Vosmick moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmick scores. Hunfield moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. Ed Morgan pinch hits for Mel Harder. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caraway fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunfield moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. George Detower pinch hits for Johnny Burnett. George Detower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detower hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Faye Thomas now pitching. George Detour now playing third base. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-4 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Sissel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Averill strikes out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fonseca moves to third. Jonah Goldman pinch runs for Johnny Hodapp. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. Goldman moves to second. It's White Sox, 6, Indians, 6. Hal McCain now pitching. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Vozmik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Goldman moves to third. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Vozmik moves to second. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jonah Goldman now playing shortstop. Bill Hunfield now playing second base. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Com bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Whatwood moves to second. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-4 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Seeds. Tate reaches second base with a double. Whatwood scores. It's 7-6, White Sox. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Simons hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk pinch hits for Faye Thomas. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Detower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detower is 0-for-1 in the game. Detower strikes out. There goes Falk. The throw from Tate to second, and Falk is out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.